Busairat Tulakeyeva opened her micro-business 5 years ago, selling small garment items such as socks and ties in Bishkek's Alamedinsky Bazaar. Earlier, she was unemployed. Tulakeyeva is one of about 30,000 people in Kyrgyzstan who have received microloans from Companion, the financial affiliate of Mercy Corps, a private American international development and relief organization. The average Companion loan today is $350, a sum that allowed Tulakeyeva to realize her modest business plan.
I feel very good because I was able to expand the range and number of products I offer, and this is a good result.
Tulakeyeva learned of the microloan program from other women at the market, as did her neighbor, Aynkul Dikanova, who has been selling household goods here for 4 years. She too was able to expand her inventory and to finally save some money.
I bought a DVD player for my family, a cell phone, and summer clothes for my children. I also sent my kids on a summer vacation. I think this is a big achievement.
The achievement can be traced to Mohammed Yunus, an economist in Bangladesh. About 30 years ago, he came up with the simple idea of lending small sums of money to help lift poor people out of poverty. For this, he won the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize. Mercy Corps officials in Kyrgyzstan say their mission is to help build civil society and to expand Kyrgyz economic development. The organization's financial affiliate Companion employs more than 400 people in 49 offices to distribute microloans throughout the country. Catherine Brown is Mercy Corps director in Kyrgyzstan. She says Companion enjoys a 99% repayment rate, despite the fact that the loans are given without collateral to people once thought to be poor credit risks.
It has proven, actually, that that theory is wrong, that poor people can handle credit, appropriate credit, as well as other people in other sectors and segments of the population.
Kosmospek Chopunbayev is director of the Galen Farm Pharmaceutical Company. He is considered one of Mercy Corps' best success stories. He has a degree in pharmacy and now produces medications in a small factory on the outskirts of Bishkek. Chopunbayev received an initial business loan of $7,000 from Mercy Corps in 1997. While that sum is on the high end of the microloan scale, Chopunbayev says Mercy Corps, unlike commercial banks that turned him down, was more interested in people than in loan profits. He did not disappoint. Chopunbayev now has 50 full-time employees, a $500,000 annual turnover, and growth rate of 10 to 15%. He notes that microloans develop more than just the local economy.
We've developed a sense of responsibility. You take money, you need to repay it. A strict budget must be set and observed. The entrepreneur learns a sense of responsibility. Every month, I need to pay off the loan. The economy works within certain limits. As much as you would like to, you can't throw money around.
Mercy Corps Director Catherine Brown says the Kyrgyz people buy more goods from micro-businesses than they do from large retailers. This, she says, makes the micro-entrepreneur the backbone of Kyrgyzstan's economy. Peter Fitinsky, VOA News, Bishkek.